very much.
Oh, thank you very much. That's a good song for our orange period in our history. Mr. Dillon's good for a lot of periods of history. I love that song. Thank you very much. It's great to be back at the Freight. I've been talking about it a bunch lately. First time I came to the Freight, I think, was in 1974. And I was hitchhiking, and I saw this hitchhike out there to California. And I was almost 19. I was 19 then. That's right. I was 19. I came out here, and I arrived the evening that Patty Hearst was kidnapped. And
welcome to California.
Anyway, so I was walking around the streets of Telegraph Avenue or whatever, and you know, I thought, wow, it's California, it's hippie world. I love it out here. The sun was shining. I bought a used Doc Watson record in a store, and I went, wow, what a great place. And then I saw the sign that said, I saw a sign that said, asleep at the wheel playing such and such a place, but I was too young to get in. And then I saw that there was this bluegrass benefit to save the Freight. And I'm like, what is that? But it had Mike Seeger on it, and Phantoms of the Opry, and High Country, and Shub Wilson and Shub. It was an awesome show. And I went up to the guys in the Phantoms of the Opry and said, hey man, can I jam? Maybe not. But I'm so glad to be back with Freddie. I think that place actually was the place where they got the name Freight and Salvage, because the place was a freight and salvage place. Right. A freight salvage place, and the coffee house had moved in there because it was cheap rent, and they just kept the sign. Anyway, thank you very much for being here. We're going to do a little ballad for you.